What's going on, guys? So I wanted to put together a video for you all who were able to catch the replay of this video and focus it on what to consider when you're getting back into a fitness routine, right? Maybe it's been a long delay. Maybe it's been years. Maybe it's just been a month or two. Maybe it's just been a fact that you're pretty hit and miss. You're not really consistent with the fitness routine that you've already embarked upon. And you're wanting to kind of better understand how to get through some of the plateaus you might be hitting. So, specifically, what I see with people who are inconsistent, very intermittently exercising, especially when it comes to strength training, is there's a lot of kind of avoidable aches and pains, residuals, and things like that that have popped up that you weren't really experiencing before. And so now it's a deterrent for you being consistent again with your workout routine. Okay. So I want to kind of go through a little bit of a checklist of some things to do if this is you, and understanding how do I avoid these hiccups and, understanding better why are they continuing to rear their ugly head in the form of injury, excessive fatigue after the workouts. Excessive, uncontrollable hunger, things like that. So sit back, relax, and I hope you're able to find some value in this video. So first and foremost, as with anything, evaluate your desired goals, right? It never hurts to revisit your desired goals because as things change over time, so does your objective that you've set on your goals, right? Because while you might have had an initial goal of dropping X amount of pounds or X amount of inches or percent body fat, et cetera, that's where it always starts, right? That's what people always talk about, that as their starting point. But what happens is once you engage in a routine for a little bit, your goalposts start to shift, right? So you realize that it's much harder to reach that goal. You realize that while you're doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing, the results are looking different than what you had anticipated, right? Meaning that the scale might not be really changing as much as you'd like. However, clothes are fitting more loosely. They're fitting better and they're tighter in different spots where you want them to be tighter. Guys, talking about chest, shoulders, arms, and glutes, right? You gotta grow the glutes. Leg day, don't skip it. And the scale's not really changing as a result. And so what you're looking at now is a shift in your body composition. That's preferred. That's ideal. So reevaluate periodically your goals, right? What are your goals? Well, now it's not so much to lose X amount of pounds on the scale. Maybe now it's, making sure that I'm continuing to hit the gym with at least 80% consistency, making sure that I am hitting my sleep targets, right, on most nights, and understanding how to better manage my food intake, understanding now how to better put together consistently well-rounded, well-balanced meals that focus on all of my necessary macro and micronutrients to help me achieve my health goals, right? Maybe your fitness goals have now shifted into health goals. Whatever that is, that's a long way of saying reevaluate your goals periodically because they can change, right? And you'll notice your motivation has changed since you started. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been taking a prolonged break. No matter how busy you get, your fitness routine has no longer become the focus of your life the way that it was. And so now you need to reassess and reevaluate what are my goals that I'm still trying to work towards, and are my actions aligning with those goals and helping me get closer to them, right? And so that ties into the next check box here is assessing your level of commitment, right? When getting back into a fitness routine, reassess your level of commitment. How committed am I to this? Initially, when somebody says, okay, if you're wanting to hit this very high fitness goal that you have for yourself, you're going to have to be able to be consistent with some sort of regimented exercise or physical activity pattern most days of the week, right? The American College of Sports Medicine recommends that you're active of at least a moderate to vigorous level of physical activity or exercise most days of the week, right? For at least 20 to 30 minutes plus. Okay. That sounds really good out of the gates, right? And then once you get in the trenches with it, you realize I'm not as committed as I thought that I was starting off. And that's okay, right? First step is being honest with yourself. You can lie to your coach all you want to, but you can't lie to yourself, right? And your coach ultimately knows that you're lying anyway. So we're just trying to coax out of you, what's your intention? What are you willing to do? What are you not willing to do? What's your level of commitment in order to actually put forth the action necessary to help get you towards your desired goals, right? That's step one. Step two ties back to step one, all right? But also with step two of your assessing your level of commitment, what are you realistically able to commit to doing, right? 2 days a week of this, 3 days a week of that. What does it look like for you, right? And for how long? Well, 3 days a week, I can do this for about 30 minutes. Okay, so now that fitness plan that you're trying to re-engage in needs to be structured in a way that you can hopefully work towards the goals you established or reestablished in step one, so that the activity can help you achieve those goals, right? Because if your goal is to improve your body fat percentage, carrying less weight around your midsection, things like that. Well, you trying to go for a walk 3 times a week for 30 minutes, while beneficial for you, don't get me wrong, that's not going to help you get to your goal anytime soon. Okay. And there's so many other factors that play into that, but hear me out. So reestablish your level of commitment. Now, tying into that second point, point number three, assess and create and understand your schedule, your availability, and your consistency with being able to adhere to that schedule, right? That all kind of ties in very closely to your level of commitment, right? What's your schedule? What type of schedule are you willing to commit to? And are you blocking in your time, right? Your time blocking in your schedule, are you dedicating it specifically to that exercise or fitness activity? If you're not, that's why you're not being consistent, right? Because your exercise time, your gym time, your workout time, that's your meeting that you have scheduled with yourself for X amount of days that you've desired to commit to in order to achieve the goal from step one, right? So it all ties back. You create your goal and then you reverse engineer the pattern, the habits that need to help you get there, okay? So having said all that, right? You can't overlook point number four, and that's evaluating the enjoyability, right? Are you engaging in the exercises or activities that you enjoy, right? I'm not a runner. I hate running. So if I build a, if for some reason I build or agree to a fitness program that has me running like crazy, and my goal is not to run a race, a 5K, 10K, half Ironman, whatever, that's not my goal. And I sure as heck don't enjoy it, then why is that something I'm trying to do? That's why I'm not being consistent. That's why I'm needing to get back into something because my enjoyability is through the basement of what I'm trying to do. My goals are all out of whack with my actions and my what I enjoy doing. And so it's being able to enjoy things that you are trying to do to accomplish your goal, right? So if you enjoy lifting weights, and you enjoy doing a little bit of light cardio here and there, right? So you're going to need to be on a program that has you lifting weights X amount of days per week that you can commit to and help you reach your goal. And then pepper in with some frequent walking sessions, right? Walking, low-level activity. It's great de-stressor. It's great for trying to improve your metabolic health and your energy levels and help you avoid things like excessive brain fog, depression, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, enjoyability. Are you doing things that you actually enjoy doing or are willing to tolerate enjoying enough in order to help you stick with the consistent schedule that you've agreed to, the level of commitment, and the goals that you've established or reestablished when trying to revisit your fitness routine? Right. So, point five, are you managing your stress and sleep factors? Okay, how well are you managing them? If life is a mess right now, what are you doing to try and mitigate that? Is it working harder? Right? Because a lot of the stress might be self-imposed from work. business, et cetera. Things are tight. Things are looking lean and mean. Inflation's through the roof and nobody's wanting to admit it, right? So we just think we can outwork it. What that does, that creates more stress. It impacts our sleep. Therefore, we are not recovering as well. We're more predisposed to injury, illness, things like that, right? Are you planning your activities now? So if you're trying to manage your stress and you're trying to get better sleep, better quality sleep, right? You're not making excuses as for why you can't do those things. You're actively, intentionally committed to working on those things. Now, also with point five, are you planning your activity that's appropriate for where you're at on the stress and sleep scale? What do I mean by that? So if you are coming out of a high stress part of your day or entering into a higher stress part of your day and you're feeling more stressed, you're feeling the tension, trying to go and do a vigorous or moderate to vigorous intensity exercise is not going to be beneficial for your goal if it is to lose body fat or stop retaining body fat. Why do I say that? Because you are now in an increased cortisol state, and what you're doing from already being stressed, the exercise is going to boost your stress response. Although it's a good stress, it's still going to boost your stress response, and it's not going to allow you that break of cortisol inputs to allow you to effectively utilize fat as a substrate fuel source. Effectively, you're going to go into fat storage mode because you have excessive cortisol levels. So what's one of the strategies that I implement with people to work around this? If you come in from a particularly high stress part of your day and you're looking to exercise to be your stress reliever, then I recommend trying to balance out, right? So if you're scheduled to do a pretty intensive lifting session, we're talking RPE 7+ out of 10, meaning pretty moderate to vigorous intensity, reschedule that for the next morning if you can, right? Just rearrange it in your schedule. It's not if you can, it's if you want to or committed enough to it. Rearrange that and then instead go for a leisurely walk, bike ride, something like that, where you can stay at or below zone 2 intensity of your heart rate zone. All right, that's going to help to better regulate hormones, recovery, energy, and it's not going to allow you to feel worn out, depleted, and run down. All right, now the last thing, point number 6 to consider when getting back into a fitness routine is understanding the importance of graded exposure to progressive overload dosing. Now, that's fancy terminology in the exercise science world for graded exposure, meaning gradually, incrementally titrating, right? Meaning just peppering in little by little greater intensities of exercise until you're able to ramp back up to where you were either when you left off before or where you can sustain it at a better level and recover well from it, right? A lot of us get in this zone of, all right, I'm getting back into it. I got to hit the ground running. I got to finish where I left off to make up for all the lost time. Wrong answer. What that does is that's going to put you at a greater disposition of injury, illness, burnout, low energy, brain fog, you name it, right? So, and not to mention probably the most important thing, it's going to be a massive demotivator for you to be able to establish any sort of consistency again, because you're going to feel like crap and you're not going to want to do it again, right? You're going to start seeing exercise as your punishment again, instead of your reward, your celebration of this amazing body that you've been given, okay? And then I said the last half of that, progressive overload dosing, meaning that as you start to incrementally add back in activity at lower intensities, and you reassess after each bout, how am I recovering from this? Do I feel good? Do I feel overly tight, tense, painful, sore, etc., stiff? Maybe that was too much. Maybe I'm going to stay where I'm at for now. And then next week after, reevaluate if I need to increase things by X amount of reps or 5 pounds or you name it, right? Or, you know, distance wise, a quarter mile, whatever. Okay. So gradually easing back into it, titrating that graded exposure until you're at a state that you know you can maintain well and recover from before you start adding greater intensity, greater volume, greater stress to that exercise routine, that fitness routine. That's what the progressive overload dosing is. Now, once you're back up to a level that you feel like you can adequately respond and recover from, then starting to go to your threshold, right? Starting to increase the intensity, increase the reps, the sets, the distance, the time. That's the progressive overload dosing, because that's how the body responds to exercise, right? It's not necessarily just finding something that's easy and then staying there. It's in order to help achieve step one, desired goal, and reassessing and understanding our level of commitment, are we willing to push ourselves a little bit now to help reach that goal? Or are we just looking for something easy and just some way to kind of move our body and not necessarily work towards a fitness goal or a health goal to improve from where we're at? Maybe we're just wanting to be consistent with something. All right, that's a great first step. That's a great first step. And when you're ready to see things change, then start working towards progressive overload, increasing your intensity over time once you're ready for it, in order to actually have a specific goal to work towards to improve where you're at. So hopefully these six things have been helpful when trying to take things into consideration when getting back into a fitness routine. Recently, you know, I had somebody complaining about they were having some back stiffness and soreness, and, you know, they're trying to understand what that was from, you know. And of course, my first thing is, what are we doing in the workout? Right? Is the dosing wrong? Is that wrong? Further investigation, there was really poor consistency on their part of when they were exercising, when they were doing the lifts. And so if they're hitting and missing, right? If you're hitting and missing with your workout routine, yet you're continually trying to push yourself to either finish where you left off or get beyond where you left off last time, that's a recipe for disaster. What that means is you're pushing your tissues beyond their capacity, right? They're not getting enough exposure to that load and that intensity of exercise to the point where it's just a matter of time before you get hurt, right? And when you're hurt, you can't exercise as much. And now you're going to have to figure out, once you recover, and spend a lot of money on imaging, treatment, et cetera. This could all be prevented if you make sure you understand, how consistent am I? What are my goals? What's my schedule and availability to be consistent towards the commitment required to reach those goals? Am I enjoying what I'm doing? Am I managing the extemporaneous factors well, stress and sleep? Am I timing my activity and the intensity of my activity around those stressors like sleep and other outside stress? And then am I grading myself? Am I incrementally introducing that exposure to those exercises and those loads and those intensities back into my routine to where I can eventually ramp back up to progressive overload dosing, meaning trying to push myself a little bit, right? If you're not doing any of those things, it's going to be very difficult to effectively get back into a fitness routine and avoid any kind of injury, illness, or other detrimental effects. So thank you all. I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to the next video.